Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. That means that in about 35 minutes, start calling in about 30 minutes, 30, 35 minutes, you will be given the opportunity at the end of the hour to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You'll have about 30 to 40 seconds to do so. And Rob, you did not trash the Mets, New York Mets, but who are you trashing?
It's a good question today. You know,
you're not trashing it? You don't have to trash anybody.
No, no, no. But you know who I've already been worked up about. Jim Irsay, Chris, just what he said, we get that. I think you can say that about almost anything or any circumstance. For morale, to be an owner, to act like people don't have any value or worth is probably the worst thing you could do to people. You know, like, you don't matter. I'll just get somebody else. Like, that's basically what he said to his best offensive player. I don't get that. That kind of strategy or that kind of team building, Chris, or asking people to go the extra mile for you.
Team building.
Am I right? Oh. I mean, Chris.
He's got a history of just saying silly stuff. I mean, really.
I don't know what it is. You know, I know he's got all kinds of other issues in his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's off the handle. And boy, if I'm the general manager or the coach, I'm like, dude, really? Is that what you said to my best offensive player? And then that impacts everybody, right? The coaching staff, the other players on the team. It's a lot. I just think it's out of line.
Yep. All right. So, again, your turn to trash in about 35 minutes. So get your takes ready. We, of course, are live from the TireRack.com studios. And the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes is rolling on. One winner's already been selected to win a set of 4 brand new tires. That's a big gain. And now 2 more winners have the opportunity to win a set of 4 tires, plus installation taxes and fees. It's all valued at up to $1,500. Those are not small fries. So enter daily, which gets you a new entry into the contest every single day at foxsportsradio.com, and that boosts your chances to win. 2 more winners will take home a set of 4 new tires between now and August 27th. And to enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. It is all sponsored, of course, by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of this hour, right before Trash Talk, it's Baseball Justice with David Justice, the two-time World Series champion. So we have a power-packed hour, number two of three. Rob, you remember a couple of years ago, 2021, the San Francisco 49ers, who are one of the top teams in the league, but they haven't been able to get that elusive Super Bowl win in like 30 years or so. But they went all in, and I mean all in, gave up first round picks in 2021, 2022, and 2023, plus a third round pick in 2022 to draft Trey Lance with the third overall pick. Lance, Rob, was a Division I AA player, FCS, had only had 17 starts at North Dakota State, and now, in large part because of injury, but he's only started four games in his 2 years for the Niners, and now he's not slated to be the starter. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant the year before in the draft, had come in last year, played really well, had the highest passer rating in the league, 107. For the games he played, he played about nine games, started, I believe, five, and then won two playoff games and was very good in the first win over Seattle with three touchdowns. So it's Purdy's job to lose, and now Trey Lance is actually battling with Sam Darnold to just get on the roster, according to reports. Now, it's not like there's strong indication they're going to cut him, but they do like another quarterback named Brandon Allen, and it looks like they want to keep him. You know, he's not going to play much, but it looks like they want to keep him on the roster to see if he can, you know, become anything. And that could mean that if Trey Lance loses the second spot, the backup spot to Sam Darnold, he could, you know, be on his way to somewhere else. And he hadn't gotten a chance, Rob, or he has, but he's been injured. It's hard to even, it hasn't been spectacular by any stretch in his limited playing time, but it's so limited that it is hard to get like a, have a firm opinion on him. But I will say this, Rob, the Niners, I mean, they're seeing him in practice. It's like we've talked about Jordan Love, and I get it. Some guys are gamers and they'll be better in the game than they are in practice or vice versa. But he clearly isn't blowing them away in practice, you know? So I think if he's not their guy, forget all that, man. We gave up so much for him. We got to play him. No. What's done is done. If you made a mistake, you made a mistake. But you still have a team that is a Super Bowl contender. And if Trey Lance isn't the guy to get you there, then go with the guy who you think is. Presumably, at this point, at least, Brock Purdy. So, I talked about with the Mets.
I hear you. If I'm the owner, I need to know from the general manager that you swung and missed, and what happened here, and why did we move up and give up picks to this guy who now you're saying can't play? So I'd have to reevaluate our scouting and that we missed that much, and we gave up for somebody, guy who played four games for us, and now Sam Darnold, who hadn't really been able to do much, you know, we're already ready to move on from this kid without really seeing him totally, Chris, healthy and some time. So I would be leery of doing that and having not seen enough of him in game action. But I do subscribe to the belief, and I've told you this a few times, and I think it is the right approach. Joe Dumars, when he was the Pistons president and general manager, Chris, his philosophy was, it's not about being right, it's about getting it right. And if right. I drafted somebody that doesn't work out, and I'll trade them. And a lot of GMs don't want to do that because you're admitting that you made a mistake. People make mistakes. That's why they put erasers on pencils. Like, why would you act like you haven't made a mistake, Chris? But there are GMs who will just go to the mat and force. You've seen it in the NBA. Stick with players who you know can't play. They can't play.
No, I agree with that philosophy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, and again, I hear you. I mean, like I said, I haven't been overly impressed in the little bit I've seen of Trey Lance, and I thought Purdy was good. I do think Purdy should enter camp or should have entered camp as QB1. But I also think, you know, if he doesn't look good and Darnold or Lance blows you away, then, you know, maybe you look that way. But I think Purdy's pretty good. And Rob, the thing we have heard,
I'm still not sure on Purdy yet. I need to see more this year.
I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but he looked good in what he did last year. And only an injury, of course, derailed him. The one thing, like, Shanahan clearly likes Purdy and talked about it even before he was playing, like how this kid had something. And I think he may have even used the word special. Now, this is before he's playing, right? Jimmy G's the quarterback. Sam Darnold, he compared him famously now to Steve Young. Maybe he can become a Steve Young. And I haven't, I'm maybe missing it, Rob G. Let me know if I missed it or Rob, you know. But I don't hear that type of praise about Trey Lance coming from Shanahan. Obviously started him last year, so he probably did say some glowing things about him last year. But I don't know. It just seems like, I mean, you're hearing the other two guys get big love and not Trey. I get it, Rob. You certainly want to see him play. But if Purdy is just beating him out in practice, and we saw Purdy play well in games, and you have a team that's built to win now, you got to go with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're going to go with who gives you the best chance. And if you really believe that it's Brock Purdy, then that's the guy you have to go with. If you don't, or you question it, or we saw it, I always go back to Seattle, right? They signed Matt Flynn to this big contract.
Yep.
And Russell Wilson shows up, the baseball player, played football at Wisconsin, Chris, right? And he shows up, and all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. He's better than that guy.
Yep.
And they
made a rookie.
Right, but they, Matt Flynn threw six touchdowns in one game, the all-time record in Green Bay Packers history. Right? Better than Bart Starr and Brett Favre. Yeah. And he got a contract. He killed the Lions, threw for 500 yards, six touchdowns. He destroyed them. Yep. They thought, we got our quarterback, Matt Flynn.
Yep.
The dude didn't even play. Did he play a game? I don't think he played a game.
I don't think Russ missed any games. And then they moved on from him. I agree. And again, Rob, I think that's the smart thing to do. Right? I mean, don't sit there and try to cover your tracks, because it's going to come back to haunt you anyway. You put Matt Flynn out there because you gave him all this money and he's horrible. Then what? You put Trey Lance out there instead of Brock Purdy, and because you gave up all that draft capital for him and he's bad, then what? I am totally with the getting it right philosophy.
Yeah, no, I like that philosophy. I think that makes total sense to me. But you remember too, Chris, to just refresh people, Michael Lombardi, friend of ours, right? The former NFL executive. He reported that Kyle Shanahan actually wanted Mac Jones and not Trey Lance. And Lombardi said that the quote, unquote, Chris, the resistance factor within the organizations led the 49ers to taking Lance instead. So again, if you're Shanahan and you didn't really want the guy, now you can use that to say, see, I didn't want him from Jump Street. And the coach ultimately is going to have that say, because it's their system, it's their program, and you got to give him what he wants. But what did Bill Parcells always talked about? if I'm going to make the meal, I got to buy the groceries. You know, like, right. I got to pick the ingredients.
Right, right. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we talked about Trey Lance, but we're going to move on to another quarterback and then some. That's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What is this, a safety dance?
No, it's not, Rob.
I was trying to be funny.
I know.
USC Chris.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, we talked about the battle for the backup spot at quarterback in San Francisco. Do you think there should be a battle for the starting job at quarterback in New England? Mac Jones Bailey Zappe. Now, Zappe played a handful of games last year and, to be quite honest, was more impressive in the few games that he played, but it was a small sample size.
But then when they tried to put him back in, you remember he was terrible.
Well, they started, you know, Belichick was like having them go in and out, you know, in one game. It was kind of crazy. But, you know, he played four games and won two of them. But, you know, had some decent numbers, at least better than Mac Jones did last year. But, like I said, it was a small sample size. So Belichick was asked about this. Do we have sound, guys, of Belichick? Okay, we do have sound. Rob G, we need to get that bass out of your voice, man. Your attitude all up in here. Anyway, let's hear Belichick talking about it.
Everybody's out here competing. It's all 90 guys. Yeah, that's what we're all here for. Just go out and compete.
So Mac Jones is my silly.
Everybody's out here competing. Like, everybody's out here competing. That's what everybody's doing.
We asked Mac the other day how his relationship is it good with you, and he said, I think so. I'm just curious, what's your characterization?
I think my relationship's good with every player.
Including Mac?
Yeah, of course.
It was an off-season award winner. You've seen a lot from him this off-season.
No, he had a good off-season. Yeah, really good. That's why I was recognized on and off the field. Yeah, participation, production.
All right. Not much there. But, Rob, what are your thoughts? Do you think it should be an open competition or that Mac Jones should be QB1?
Just the idea that all 90 people are competing, and that's not true. You know they're starters already, Chris. Yeah. Just make a decision as a coach and let people know. I just – Mac Jones was the guy a couple years ago. Didn't they make the playoffs with Mac Jones? And I know he took a step back, but last year, Chris, well, who was the offensive coordinator? A defensive coach.
Right.
Like Matt Patricia. Like, what was that? Like that, like you set the guy back a year. Let the guy be the quarterback. I don't know. I'm not that crazy about Zappe. I think I would try Mac Jones with an offensive coordinator, right? Isn't Bill Brown, Bill O'Brien, Chris is back. Give him a chance with Mac Jones and let's see if he can play or not. I would just do that and stop playing the games. Making it a head game kind of thing. I don't think it works it doesn't work in the NFL and jerking people in and out. People need to know what their roles are. And if he doesn't play well, Chris, you start him. You're the starter. You play five or six games. You're lousy. We're done. You're lousy. Okay, put in Zappe and just be over with it. But the idea of holding it over his head and he doesn't know if he's a starter or not. And yes, everybody's competing. All 90 players are competing for jobs every day. Dude, we get that. But there's a starting quarterback. There's somebody who takes more reps than the other guy. That's the first string quarterback.
I get that there are times, and I don't think the Patriots are certain. It's pretty clear that Mac Jones is their future franchise quarterback. And when you don't have a guy that you know is the guy, then, yeah, you have open competition. I'm fine with that. But I'm with you in that I do think Mac Jones deserves – like, he should be QB1. He played well as a rookie. He played better than Trevor Lawrence as a rookie. Now, Lawrence was great last year, very good.
And then he finally blossomed, Chris, right? He finally blossomed.
As a rookie, Mac Jones was better. And then to your point, I mean, they put him in a horrible situation. And this is no second guess from us. We said it from day one. What in the world are you doing? What in the world has Matt Patricia shown you to believe that he could be a good offensive coordinator? He was a defensive coach his whole life. And then was a head coach in Detroit, and it wasn't good. And it wasn't a smart idea, period. Heck, if Tom Brady was your quarterback, it wouldn't have been smart. But with a second-year guy who's still developing,
it was dumb. It was dumb. And it set the kid back, Chris.
Yep.
It set the kid back. I don't care what you know. You could act all you want, like no, it's not. No, it set him back. It just did.
Yep, No doubt. And so Bill O'Brien, now you brought him back as the OC. And reportedly, Rod, there was talk that a big part of the reason, not the sole part, but part of it was that he liked Mac Jones. Remember, they had the connection at Alabama. He didn't coach him there, but he had worked with him before the draft, and they, you know, knew each other and all that. And he's like Mac Jones. So let Jones enter training camp as QB1, unless he's abysmal and can't complete a pass, then he should be your starter for the first game. And as you said, Rob, if he doesn't get it done, you know, with a better OC and move that team along, then you can move on. Once you see, okay, he's not our guy, like not only this year, but he's not going to be the guy. We still need to find a quarterback. Then maybe you can move on to Bailey Zappi. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. As I said, Baseball Justice with David Justice is on the way, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center.
Court is now in session.
David Justice, what's happening?
Yo,
welcome into the Odd Couple.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Boy, this is an exciting time of the year right here, fellas. That
yeah,
trade
it is. Yeah,
I know.
Good to have right here. One, too. Yep.
No doubt. And that's where we're going to start, Dave, with the trade deadline that went on today. It's all over. You yourself have been dealt a couple times in your major league career. How difficult can it be for a player on this day? And what goes through your mind when you actually do get traded?
Well, Rob, a couple things. It depends who you're getting traded to. If you're going to a team that's in contention, then you're excited. Like when I got traded to the Yankees, there was an excitement there because I knew I was going somewhere in which we were trying to win. But the part that's challenging is, you know, players are used to their routine. Like I had a routine in Cleveland. I know my Starbucks I go to in the morning. I know what time I'm going to the stadium. I know the route how long it takes me to get to the stadium. When you get traded, it's like your whole life gets disrupted. And every team expects you to be there the next day. Because I know usually baseball gives you a couple days sometimes, right? I know, you know, they expect you to be there the next day. They expect you to go 5 for 5. They expect you to come in balling, fellas. So there's a little bit of pressure because, you know, you want to come in and do well. You want everybody to see why they traded for you. So there's a level of pressure there. So there are things that are challenging. Definitely the living conditions, because when you get traded, you got to get out of one place. You got to find a place to live. They usually put you in a hotel for a week. I mean, a lot of things are kind of crazy in the very beginning of a trade, especially during the season. But eventually, you know, it works itself out. But if you get traded from a real good team to a team that you know is not going to play in the playoffs, that part really sucks.
David, that's an interesting point you brought up because you're right. I've thought about that, especially in baseball where you're almost playing every day. How do you, like you said, they put you in a hotel for a week. It's not like you're going to have a lot of time to go find a place. So I would think they give you one for like the rest of the season or something like that. Does that
happen? Man, are you crazy? Heck no. Listen, man, not only do you got to find a place, okay, but now you got to get the air, you know, the AC, you got to get everything, all the amenities turned on, right? You got to get that. You got to get furniture in the place.
You got to be like a regular person.
That's
you got to take
gotta,
handle
I mean,
because
you're at the ballpark so much, you know?
Fellas, you got to do all of that, and they're not helping you. They give you that hotel for about a week. You better figure it out yourself. You know, and wow. usually guys got agents, or they got, you know, like when I was traded to the Yankees, I had a buddy of mine who, you know, lives in New York that helped me out big time. But, hey, man, you're on your own when it comes to that. And then, like I said, the expectations. When you show up to your new team, listen, man, we just traded for you. So we expect you to come in here and lift this team.
Right.
You know what I mean? Lift us up and make us better. That's the expectation. So, yeah, bro, it is not easy, fellas. It's not easy because your whole – and imagine this. I'm waking up in Cleveland one day, and next day I'm waking up in the Bronx. I'm waking up in New York.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the next day. I ain't talking about like 3 more days. I'm talking about the next day. You know what I mean? You get in a different uniform. It's tough, fellas. It can be
tough. Well, look, the Dodgers were trying to improve. I mean, they had a deal set with Eduardo Rodriguez, the pitcher, and he blocked the deal. Now, first of all, I'm a little baffled as to why
he's the Tigers' best pitcher. You know that he was an all-star, Chris.
I mean, wouldn't you want to go there and win? But anyway, maybe if you want to talk about that, go ahead. But have you ever been traded anywhere where you just didn't want to go there?
Well, I'll tell you, when the Braves traded me to Cleveland, I didn't want to go. But that had nothing to do with Cleveland. It had everything to do with my love for the Braves. You know, I wanted to play my whole career with the Atlanta Braves. So when I was traded, you know, a few days before spring training ended, no, I didn't want to go because I was a Brave through and through, you see. But I got over it and had a great time in Cleveland, played with some great guys, a great city, a wonderful place to play. But Eduardo's situation is interesting to me because you're right. You know, you got an opportunity to go to L.A., an organization that has won, an organization that will try to win. And it's also an organization in which your name can become a much bigger presence in the game of baseball. I mean, you're in Detroit right now. You go to the Dodgers, man, you could become a household name. So, but the fact that he had the Dodgers as one of his teams that he did not want to be traded to, that I always think that's something personal. See, I had the Red Sox. I had the Red Sox as one of my teams. And I think I might have had Philly. Why? Because I don't like Boston and I don't like Philly. Right. So I don't want to go play there. Right. I'll be honest with you.
For him to have
the Dodgers, I mean, I don't know him, but that'd be the question. Like, what is your issue with the Dodgers? What is it about them?
And they're a blue blood. They're a blue blood franchise, home of Jackie Robinson. Like, it's hard to hate the Dodgers.
That's my point. Like, why is it that you don't want to go to the Dodgers? Again, fellas, a team that you know has a great chance of being in the playoffs, a great chance of, although all roads lead through Atlanta, they got a great chance of getting to the World Series. Why would you not want to go there? But again, guys have their personal reasons, fellas, because I don't know him, but I would like to know what that reason is.
All right, Dave, how about the Mets? Okay, they got rid of it within days, Max Scherzer and then Justin Verlander. But do they deserve credit for going in on those guys, right, when they decided to try to put that team together, or more credit for cutting their losses and trading them because they think it's – or is it a little bit of both? Which one are you closer with?
Rob, I feel like we talk about the Mets all the time.
Yes, right? The Mets, M-E-S-S. So
let's talk about them again. Okay, the Mets tried to catch lightning in a bottle with Scherzer and Verlander, two guys at the end of the rope to see if they had a little something left in them, right? Now I think the Mets realize as an organization they're not going to catch Atlanta. They're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
So let's go ahead and just cut our losses right now and see what we can get for these two guys and just look to the future. Play the rest of the year out and just look to the future. That's my opinion when I look at the Mets. The Mets to me don't look like a team that's all that cohesive. You're playing in a tough market where the expectations are high. You know what I mean? A lot of guys look, both those guys, didn't Scherzer have a no trade clause in his?
Yeah,
he gave it up. He didn't give it up or not.
He did.
Like, I'm gone. I'm out. Happily, I'm out. You see what I mean? Those guys are so happy to be out of New York and going to new teams. You have no idea.
All right, so look, the Angels didn't deal, of course, Shohei Ohtani, but in fact, they went the other way and doubled down and brought in 6 different players, including Lucas Giolito and CJ Cron. So was that the right move by the Angels in your opinion?
Okay, so here's what I think the Angels are doing. The Angels are saying, look, we're only 4.5 games out. 4.5, fellas. That is manageable. That's a manageable distance to be out of first place. So what they're saying is let's go try to improve our team. Mike Trout's coming back at some point, I'm sure. We got Shohei. We gonna take our chances. We gonna see if we can chase him down in August and September. We're gonna see if we can just chase him down. We're not getting rid of nobody. That's one way I'm looking at. Plus, you're still making a lot of money. As long as Shohei is wearing that uniform, you know they're making money with Shohei.
Right.
And then also, you're giving your fans, your fan base, the feeling that all fans want to have. They want to feel like, hey, man, we kept our star. And their fans understand that this could be the last run with Shohei. They understand it. So let's go ahead and go all in. We got six new players. We're going to try to win our division. If we do, we do. If we don't, then hey, at least we gave our fans the feeling that we tried. Okay? Now, but I'm the general manager of the Angels. You got to feel like he's fielding calls, right? I mean, people got to be calling him about Shohei.
Oh, I'm sure.
They got to be calling him. So when I look at it from that standpoint, all I'm thinking is either these teams are not offering enough for Shohei, which is what I think it is, because if they come with the right offer, I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have let him go. I just don't think the team, a lot of these teams are willing. They're trying to steal Shohei because they know he's not coming back. So they're trying to get him for a discount, and the Angels not going to just let him go for nothing. So they doubled down, got six new people, new players. They're only 4.5 games out. You got all of August and all of September to make up 4.5 games. Let's go play baseball.
All right. That is David Justice, the two-time world champion. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
And, Dave, we would never trade you to another radio show. I just want you to know that.
hey, don't trade me, fellas. I got a no-trade clause.
There you go. All right, Dave. All right, appreciate
thanks,
you.
All right, Trash Talk is next. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Call in now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple, and at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's kick it off with Dane in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Dane, who you trashing?
Hey, guys. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Chris. I wanted to trash Jim Irsay and the Colts. Underwhelming franchise consistently. Jim Irsay is kind of pretty much a bad person all around, including most recently kind of giving Jonathan Taylor a bum, you know, a bum rap and, you know, just kind of being negative. That guy's the face of the franchise. He's an incredible running back. That's all. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Dane, I'm with you. Spot on, my man. Spot on. Israel in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Israel?
Israel from India. I'm trashing Nick Wright, man.
Wow.
Your boy, somehow he has Josh Allen, like, number five behind the Prince and that quarterback from the Chargers. Makes no
Justin
sense,
Herbert.
Man.
Yep.
Get your boy on point, Chris. Please.
Oh, I'm teaching him lessons every day, but I can't force him. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Fernando in Vegas, where Chris and I just were. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Fernando?
I'm trashing Jason Smith. Hey, Jason, look into your crystal ball. The Mets are not going to win the World Series. The Jets are not going to win the Super Bowl. And you're kicking rocks to nowhere. Later, guys.
All right. Well, you know, Jason Smith's the biggest New York sports fan
Yeah.
So he's a Mets guy, he's a Jets guy, and he's a Knicks guy. He lives and dies with all of that. So Jason Smith.
To the Jets right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's all in. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Gary, who you trashing?
Yeah, so I was building my dream home when suddenly I ran out of bricks. I suddenly see Steph Curry walking down the street, and I yell, "Hey, Steph, the game's on the line." And he immediately started bricking as many threes as he could. He threw up enough bricks to help me finish building my entire house. Thanks, Steph Curry. You finally came up clutch.
Wow. Is that one of Rob? Did you text him?
I did not text Gary in Houston. I don't even know Gary in Houston, but my man is spot on a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Major league hate.
Wow. Let's go to Joseph in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joseph?
Talking to MLB for canceling the 94 World Series, preventing the Montreal Expos from winning their first World Series. The team more than likely already located, but it prevented the Yankees from trading Derek Jeter to my Chicago Cubs, and my Chicago Cubs would have won at least 7 World Series in 20 years, and that would have been the worst fate for any Cardinals fan. It would have been the perfect timeline.
Wow.
If nothing else, Joseph is consistent, Chris. So there he is, Joseph from Indiana. Tim in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Tim, who you trashing?
It's Ken, Rob.
Ken, okay, I'm just going by what's sent to me.
So I'm trashing you, right?
I'm sorry.
No, man. You guys are doing pretty good today. I'm trashing my San Francisco Giants management. You know, we got a lot of young players, prospects, and yet we still haven't got any name. We need a star besides Brandon Crawford on MLB Game of the Week against the Red Sox. I mean, I need a Bonds. I need a player. I need a freak or something. I need some star player. Later.
Hey, go after Shohei.
Ken is right, though,
right?
Chris.
Go
you remember.
Shohei.
You know they tried to get Carlos Correa. You remember that was the deal where he failed the physical? Because they don't, and they went after Judge, because Judge is from the Bay Area originally. You remember they offered him a contract.
You think
so they
could
tried to get a
Shohei?
Star. I mean, San Francisco has a huge agent population, Chris.
Right.
And it's like
it's
L.A. It's closer to Japan, right?
Yep. Yep, it's on the West Coast. It's,
all right, let's squeeze one more in. Yeah. We got they're the top five earning. Tom in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing, Tom?
We got to trash the Minnesota Twins front office and the good Dr. Rocco Baldelli, as they are on record as saying they have enough to win the Central and beyond. Are you kidding me?
I hear you.
It. He's right.
And remember, Chris, last year they folded like a cheap tent or whatever. Remember, they were leading the division in the Central.
They folded like the New York Mets.
Yeah, they folded big time, and they didn't seem to be making any moves where to shore up their team, to give it a chance. I know people in Minnesota are hoping that the Twins can hang on to the division. It's not the greatest division, but it is what it is.
Right.
Rob G or USC Chris, you guys got anybody you want to trash? We got a minute to go.
Sure. I want to trash Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Who did an interview this week with Sports Illustrated and said he wants to model himself more after Tom Brady. Oh, the guy who cheats his way to Super Bowl.
Thank you.
And he says he wants to give up less money and take less money to help the team. Even though Rob and I have been saying on these airways for years that the Boston Globe has told you that just because Tom Brady was taking less money, they weren't actually giving it to the other players. Robert Kraft just pocketed it so he can buy himself a second jumbo jet. So, Patrick Mahomes, if I know that, I don't know why you don't know that.
I love that take because that is true. Did you ever see the pockets on Robert Kraft? That was the extra money he had in there. Or was he happy to see me? I was
real quick, I just want
to
trash the Colts because a couple of years ago, I had a couple of their writers actually tried to get me fired from a job at SB Nation because of something I wrote about their team. And it's still true. Your team has been trash and will continue to be trash and seek the bottom of the barrel forever. Don't you ever talk about me.
They tried to get you fired.
The
that's
writers
nice. That's terrible.
For the
it was like bloggers for like an SB Nation Colts blog. Like they thought something I wrote about them was I should take it down and apologize to them. I will never apologize.
Wow. Look at USC Chris coming hard, ferocious up in here.
All right,
we got 1 hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!